Respect to viewers, I would like to share a beautiful hadith mentioned in Jami Tirmidhi. It is being mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْصَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. The most perfect believer in terms of faith is the best of them in character. And the most superior of you are those who are best to your women for. Respectively, in this beautiful hadith, we learn that how closely good mannerism, akhlaq, good conduct is interlinked with the faith. Subhanallah. Being a good mannered is a proof of having faith, and not being so is an indication of weakness in one's faith. What is the definition of good character? Good character is the faculty by which a person conducts righteous acts with ease. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, the dearest of you to me and the closest to me in the hereafter will be the one who has the best character, and the most disliked of you and the furthest from me will be the most ill-mannered of you. Allahu Akbar. If we want the proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to be good-mannered. Our akhlaq, our conduct should be good. Respective viewers, further, we learn in that hadith, وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. One meaning of this part of the hadith is, the best of you in the court of Allah Almighty is the one who is outwardly best to his women folk. The essence of being outwardly superior lies in one's virtuous interaction with the women in their life. It entails treating them with kindness, refraining from causing them harm, providing them with support and assistance, and exercising patience when faced with any inconvenience due to them. The emphasis on good conduct towards women stems from their relatively vulnerable position, highlighting the importance of showing compassion and mercy towards them in all circumstances. These are the beautiful teachings of Islam. It talks about the rights of women. It guides men how to behave with them, how to interact with them, how to look after them. We are believers, and these are the beautiful teachings of Islam.